in cooperation with our friends at The Week magazine, we take a look and see who had a good week, who didn't in our segment Good Week, Bad Week. First up, good week if you like to rant and you live in Nepal.
It's a time where you can just let loose and tell your friends and relatives what you really think of them. And some popular insults are things like monkey face, I hope your sons are as ugly as frogs, and I hope your buffalo die of diarrhea. And some even more obscene ones than this.
That was the BBC's Joanna Jolly in Kathmandu, Nepal. She's talking about a ritual going on right now where young people from neighboring villages in Nepal get to hurl insults at each other in an annual festival that they say is all good fun.
But apparently it's all very good-humored, and parents don't really mind what their children say, and children can say what they like to older people, and it's a chance for everyone to just enjoy themselves and say what they really feel without it leading to an argument or a fight or something worse than that.
So, Anakshman, we were actually wondering if you had a favorite insult.
If I have a favorite insult, oh gosh, I might call someone an economist. How's that?
Celeste saves all her insults for me for internet messages. I want to point that out. They're there, but they're just on the internet. Well, Celeste, not everybody had a good week, of course. Paul Railton, a young London dog owner, is out about $100, and he even lost his driver's license while he was having a dog day afternoon.
This man, who's 23, was spotted taking his dog literally for a drive. I think that's the best way I could describe it. The dog was on the outside of the car. The lead was leading through the window inside the car. And Mr. Railton was driving down what I would describe as a country lane at some speed and allegedly taking the dog for a walk.
That was arresting Officer Trevor Watson from the Durham County Constabulary in England. And Officer Watson says that Railton got just what he deserved.
We hope he's learned his lesson. We hope he exercises the dog in a more conventional way and he gets to the streets and walks them outside of his vehicle, bearing in mind he now can't drive his vehicle. So that's got to be good for Mr. Railton, and I'm sure the dog's going to be much better off by having a proper walk. So we're pleased with the outcome.
Lakshman, maybe you can analyze this in terms of productivity numbers coming out of...
Just about. It sounds like he was watching one of those Chevy Chase vacation movies or something.
Yeah, it does sound kind of unbelievable. We always ask who you think had a good week or bad week in the news. Give us a call at 8778-MY-TAKE, or you can post to our site, thetakeaway.org, and you can see the full Good Week, Bad Week feature in The Week magazine that's on newsstands and online now.